We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. And by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Riverwind Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Along with Teddy Lehman, I'm Chris Plank. We're presented by Riverwind, and we are joined by Cale Gundy, co-offensive coordinator, inside receivers coach, 21st season at the University of Oklahoma. And we're not only looking back on Kansas, but looking ahead at the Red River Showdown. You played in this game. You've coached in this game.
Yeah.
This is a big-time week, isn't it?
It is. It's different. And it's interesting. You brought up the 21st. I was actually, as I was walking over, I was counting them. I was like, okay, there, 5, 10, 15, 20. Then I started throwing in the years that I played.
It's funny that you said that,
though. Number 26.
Now, I actually came across an old tweet last night.
Uh-oh.
And it was, I think it was Cody Ford had tattooed the four Big 12 championships.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've got 12 of them, and maybe I'll need a whole sleeve. And someone said, well, how many retweets and you'll do it? And you said 15,000. I think it's at like 10,000. So
it died off.
I may have to restart that.
You know, everybody was talking about it. Lincoln was like, oh, no, we're going to get that done. And my daughter was like, she goes, Dad, that's so stupid of you. You're going to have to now get a sleeve, you know. So trust me, I've got it covered.
Okay.
And I can show you sometime off the air.
Nice.
Love it. Love it. Well, we're going to get into OU Texas quite extensively on the show today. But before we do, let's look back on kind of an odd Saturday because as Lincoln told the story last night, you're sitting in the locker room, you think you got some time, and then all of a sudden they come in, it's like, we're going in 15 minutes. So we've experienced that on the radio network, right, too. Yeah. We'd fallen behind on breaks. But how challenging was that to really get prepared the way you want to based on what's a normal pregame routine?
Well, obviously, being in Norman, Oklahoma, and being having the opportunity to talk to the best in the world when it comes to the National Weather Center here, mm-hmm. We have great friends over there that keep us updated throughout the course of a week. So slowly, we were kind of prepping and getting prepared for anything. And obviously, we knew later Thursday into Friday what was going to happen. And our friend, good friend Kevin Clausel was correct. He knew that it was going to come between 9 and 12. And I thought our players handled it really well in there. And again, I think that's just, you know, goes to show with, you know, do with our leadership with Coach Riley and our strength coaches, how they handle things in there and our older players.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. 11 a.m. kick on the road can be difficult anyways. You know, stayed a 45, 50-minute bus ride away, which is a sleepy bus ride, mm-hmm. and then – you get there and it's just kind of a slow start. But what's the focus for you guys? Maybe whenever you can sense it early in a game, the coaching staff, do you have to kind of relight the fire with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you talk about throughout the course of the week. There's some places where it's a little bit more challenging in just kind of where KU is. That's kind of been part of it, So, there were some slow starts in that game, but it had nothing to do. It was just some individual decisions and plays, mm-hmm. and some communication, and again, that all plays a factor, But at the end of the day, I mean, you only get so many of these. You get four quarters on a Saturday, and you got to go to work.
It's true. I do feel like it's been a bit overblown. They get out to a 7-0 lead, and then we score 42 unanswered points. So have a nice little stretch in there where the offense kind of got clicking.
Yeah, we did. We kind of got it back going again, and the defense was doing well. The defense was, holding up on their end of the part. And again, where we are and don't ever take anything for granted. But we've got some guys, some individual players, and we do a good job with, getting the ball to some playmakers' hands, and they can pop things open pretty quickly.
By the way, speaking of playmakers, and I always feel like Teddy and I were talking about this, we can talk about the offense as a whole, and we'll get to your guys. But we're watching highlights of Trey Sermon and Ramondre Stevenson, who is – Coach, he's electric running the football.
He is.
He reminds me a little bit of Samaje Perine.
He is very, very similar in ways. He's got the ability to make people miss as well. But he is, again, he's so compact and he's physical. And again, when you're hitting guys like that that weigh 230, 35 pounds, from 6 foot or 5'11 or shorter, there's just not a lot to wrap up on. And if you look at a lot of the hits and to be a good tackler, you got to wrap people up. A lot of times, young players and college players, they don't wrap people up. They just fly in there and hit you. Mm-hmm. And the guy's just so thick and physical, he stays on his feet and has great balance.
And one of the things that I love, and it's nothing new, we've seen this in the past, but that split back formation with the two tailbacks back there is really tough on defenses. As linebackers, you don't know who to key on. There's really no tendencies. Both guys can block, both guys can carry.
Yeah.
Plus both threats as pass catchers out of the backfield, as we saw a touchdown out of that formation. So that's one of those things that adds kind of an extra element for you guys.
It does, and I think one of the key things you said is both guys can block.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can hand it to either one and then you feel you're comfortable with the guy that's in front of him being a lead blocker because he is a 220, 230-pound player, compared to a smaller back, it does. That's where I think it becomes difficult on the defensive side.
How do you feel about the development of Jalen Hurts? I thought that Texas Tech was as good of a game as we've had. Maybe some tough spots on Saturday. He's as critical on himself as anybody. But mm-hmm. what have you seen in Jalen's development in this offense?
It's been a change for him. Obviously he was a really good player at the University of Alabama, but it's a different system. Our passing game is a different system than what Alabama does. And not that, I mean, again, they do a great job, but. So he's a first-year guy. It's no different than he is as a true freshman. You're still having to come in and learn. So it takes some time, but he is, he's doing a good job. Knock on wood, he's taking care of the football for the most part, and that's the number one. And then, again, just trust it. Trust Coach Riley. Trust the system. Get the ball to your guys, and let them do the work.
I feel like we've seen that from him, early on, it's electric and it's fun to watch, but you felt like maybe there was a little bit of an element, one read and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
And it feels like now, as we've seen through some of these, and I thought Texas Tech was really good, that he's sitting in there, he's trusting the offensive line, and he's waiting on those routes to really develop downfield and, getting one or two reads in before he delivers a nice ball.
Again, and that's just becoming more comfortable with the system. And you're exactly right. I mean, there's opportunities that where the progression could come to the second, third read. And early in the season, he was moving out of there and making great plays. And that's why he was, rushing for all those yards. It's not, whether you run for 20 or you throw it to somebody else for 20. Again, that's just becoming more comfortable.
So inside receiver, guys, your room is as dynamic as ever. Who's really kind of caught your eye here early on? Obviously, we've seen a lot of Nick Basquin. Drake's getting a few opportunities, and that's been fun to see him late in games. But who's really caught your eye here this season?
I think it's a room that's full of, there's not a lot of clear-cut guys at a position where, you want this guy to play 80% of the snaps. And They are very competitive. They work very hard throughout the course of a season and throughout the course of a week. And, you know, we've got confidence in whoever we stick out there that they're going to do their job.
Can I lobby for more Stogner? Is that fair? I think he's fantastic, man. I love him. Gronkowski fan.
Yeah.
And when he's got those big white gloves on, he's got the brace out there, and the way he runs downfield, he's deceptively fast, and those DBs can't find a way to get around him. I think he's going to be fantastic.
He is. There's no doubt, and we're so excited about him. And he's you know, top it off, he's a great young man, comes from a great family. He's a very physical. He's got a little edge to him. Mm-hmm. But he is. And, you know, the thing about him is he as fast as some of the other guys? No, but he's not slow. He runs good for a really big guy. But then as just a defender trying to cover him, whether it's a backer or safety or whoever, you know, we talk to him about playing big. Use your body, you know, and that's what he does. He's a very physical guy. But I can tell you this. I mean, he is, you know, from our head coach, he's a big fan of him. And, you know, he talks about him all the time and loves the opportunity to put him in there in certain situations.
And he's very active on special teams, which I know you dig. He's
absolutely
out there not afraid to lay a lick or set a block. All right, we're doing something a little different in layman's terms. I don't know if Teddy's a big fan of this or not, but we're X-0 and coach, one of Teddy's great plays. Brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. Uh-huh. You were on the sideline for this moment, too.
I would say one of Roy's great plays. But anyway.
I was about to say, I was on the sideline for a lot of Teddy's great plays.
What do you think? Any chance we've got a 7-3 game with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter this week?
No. I don't think there'll be any chance.
Checking the short game over there. See, we know it's coming. They already told us on the sideline. We know exactly what he's going to check to. Heinicke getting out underneath number one wide receiver in his zone blitz.
Pretty good.
I
think a lot of that has to do with, and you'll probably admit this, was the coaching and the preparation.
Always.
I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, with Coach Mike Stoops and Coach Venables and those guys, they were as prepared as anybody. And and that's why you had 7-3 games going into the fourth quarter, you know. Trust me, but that 7-3 was just as nervous as a 50-45.
Right.
There's no doubt.
I tell you, it's amazing. You talk about the preparation. It's amazing. So there's a timeout right before that play. We know what blitz we're going to call. Mike told Roy not to jump, which is that's a funny deal in itself.
Yeah.
But we know what blitz we're going to call. They tell us what he's going to check to, right? We know what they're going to check to the quick game. Because it was a cover three, so they're going to go quick game. So he tells Heinicke, go ahead and stand up and go right now to get underneath number one. That's where they're going to go with the ball. And, I mean, he's going to try and cut you again, but don't jump. It's like they told us the exact play before we ran out there on the field.
And, see, Teddy would have intercepted that. Even if Roy wouldn't have got a piece of it, Teddy would have just picked it out of the
air,
too. He was in perfect position.
That's what I tell everyone. That's my story.
Good stuff in layman's terms on one of the greatest plays in OU Texas history, the Superman play. Let's talk the Red River Showdown with Cale Gundy next inside the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Academy, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Riverwind, still the one. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets. From Love's Travel Stops, Riverwind, Homeland, and Laird Hammond's Laird Trial Lawyers.
Gary Allen live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. George writes,
"Who knew grilled chicken nuggets could taste this good? Well done, Chick-fil-A. Wow."
George, you're making us blush. What can we say? Maybe it's the lemon herb marinade or that backyard flavor we try so hard to get just right.
It's like me grilling at home. It tastes very similar to that, except the seasoning. I probably can't season it as well as Chick-fil-A does.
Thanks, George. You're too kind. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Third down and inches, the pass. He's in the end zone, and what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone, placed there by Marianne's Reynolds for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice-looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Marianne's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Marianne's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Marianne's Reynolds for special events. 751-3100.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs, and through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS, and we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Academy, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Riverwind, still the one. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets. From Love's Travel Stops, Riverwind, Homeland, and Laird Hammond's Laird Trial Lawyers.
All right, welcome back inside the Coach's Corner. Along with Cale Gundy, he's Teddy Lehman, I'm Chris Plank. You know, it's always fun this week because it's the great rivalry for both schools, and it's a hard week, as every week is, but ratcheted up, a little bit of a different energy this week, Coach?
Yeah, it's different. You know, you tell yourself that you want to prepare the same. You
right.
know, you want to prepare at the highest level regardless of who you're playing. And in the mindset, that's what you're supposed to do in most do that, but just the everything that else that's going on in the outside world, you know, makes it a different game. And you know, that's the things that we talk about as coaches is trying to limit the, you know, the distractions
right.
Throughout the course of the week, and you know, just, you know, understanding that, you know, none of this is going to start till 11 a.m. But you got to do your job on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, your preparation, your film work, your practices, and everything.
More nervous for you as a player or a coach?
Ooh.
Unique. Not a whole lot of guys have played in it and coached in it. You've
yeah.
done it a ton of times.
You know, I've always felt, Teddy, that when I was a player, I just didn't get very nervous. I guess because I think that's maybe the youth.
You've got control over what you do a little bit.
And I just think that's the youth in you. I think the older you get, you know, I think it changes a little bit. But again, you know, I'm fortunate that I'm at a great place. I've got confidence in our team and our players. And that makes it easy for you.
Speaking of OU Texas, we had a cool roundtable. I want to share it with you from some of the guys. Ben Powers, Cody Ford. I think Marquise Brown has the line of this piece talking about the history and what it means to be in that tunnel at OU Texas.
It's one you remember.
Yeah, that rivalry. Mm-hmm.
Like walking out that tunnel. That's special.
That tunnel gets wild too, though. Bruh, well, you don't really, like, you don't interact with them like that. Like, when they walk out and we walk out at the same time, I'm talking. I'm letting them know what's up. They gotta feel
that's
me
how it is,
get
though.
On the field.
That line that Marquise Brown dropped, I don't know if you guys heard it.
Yeah.
I have a problem with Texas, but they made me hate Texas too whenever I got here. So good stuff from Hollywood. And then the back and forth between Kyler and Cody Ford was fantastic. Cody saying that tunnel gets crazy. Kyler, of course, in Kyler mode, and it doesn't get crazy. And Cody Ford's like, no, it gets crazy.
You know, I don't know if whenever you were playing, but when I played, you used to walk down side by side.
Yeah.
Oh,
with Texas. I mean, you would be hands length apart, walking straight down the tunnel. Was that like that when you?
No, I think they wisely ditched.
And
that
I don't
at some
know
point.
Why. More,
did you guys ever have any problems?
We never had any problems. Now there was a lot of conversation going on, but we never had any fisticuffs or anything in my 5 years that I was a part of it.
I feel like
a lot of finger pointing, but nothing. broke
I feel
down.
Like we were both outside of the locker rooms, but one team would go and the other would go.
The other one would be hanging out at the locker room while this team's going down and. We
have some pregame out there in pregame warmups though, which is good.
No, if you're not ready to go before the walking down the tunnel, you're going to get ready to go real quick.
Yeah,
doesn't take much.
There is for those when you walk up the tunnel, the locker rooms are on each side.
Yeah,
and when they come out, it just filters into that walkway, that ramp down to the stadium. So it's a pretty special. It's an electric feel. We got a big matchup. So have you had it? Oh, obviously you've had a chance to look at Texas as we sit here taping this on a Wednesday. But what's really caught your eye with this Horns defense? 8 new starters. Todd Orlando has, this is what now, the third, fourth time that we've seen a Todd Orlando coach defense. What kind of catches your eye?
You know, they're obviously a talented football team. They've had an injury or two this season, but, you know, who hasn't?
Right.
We've had our share. But it's a very talented group of players. You know, when they're a team like a Texas that loses a guy or two, there's always a guy or two that's going to be ready to step in. You know, I think the biggest thing is I think they've gotten some more defensive linemen, some younger players that are starting to step in that are going to be very good football players for them. But again, you know, they're good on the back end. They've always, had good skill players back there, great ball skills back there. But again, at the end of the day, when you're playing good teams, everybody's going to have good players. So you just got to go out and execute.
Well, you know, this team, like you mentioned, there's some injuries and stuff, but these are highly recruited kids. So especially across the defensive line, athletically, this will be the best roster you guys have faced, right? By quite a margin.
Overall, they'll have as much talent as anybody that we played. And again, it's a great challenge for us. And we understand that. But, again, at the end of the day, you know, you got to trust your coach and trust your preparation and play with great technique. Don't get out of control. Take care of the football. And at more importantly, and you know, Teddy, you got to be more physical. Mm-hmm. You got to be more physical. But you got to play smart. You got to eliminate the penalties and the after the play stuff, because it's very easy to get caught up in that.
Yeah, and I know that penalties has been a coaching point this week. Coach Riley talked about it post-game and on the coach's show last night. I'm curious, before we get too far removed from Texas, Sam Ehlinger has been pretty impressive running the football against Oklahoma in two of the three games that he's played against OU. What kind of stands out from the Texas quarterback position that you've seen?
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but he's a really good quarterback.
He's good. Yeah.
And he plays smart, you know, and he knows when to – tuck the ball and to run it. And, you know, he takes care of the football, doesn't have very many turnovers. There's no doubt he's the backbone of that football team across the board. I mean, across the board. You know, however he's executing and playing, the whole team feeds off of him. And he's been a good player there. I mean, he's now, it's what, third year now? Is he
yep.
junior?
Mm-hmm.
He's a
third
junior.
Year.
Yeah, true junior. So,
which good. I thought, you know, whenever he was a true freshman, I was like, this kid's a competitor. And a bruiser, and I think that team follows that leadership, and he kind of gets that squad going. But I don't know how good of a quarterback he's going to be. You fast forward 2 years later, you know, there was a ton of turnovers as a freshman, and you mentioned it. He doesn't turn the football over anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing both for us defensively and offensively. In this game, when it's going to be that tight, a turnover here or there, that can be the difference.
It is. He's just a smart player. And they've got, you know, he's got good players around him. He's got some big receivers, you know, and he's got, you know, guys in the backfield. I know they have some injuries in the running backs, but they've had a couple guys that have stepped up that are doing a good job. So he's what you'd want in a quarterback. You know, he leads your team, and he plays smart.
All right, you get the last question of the coaches on every episode of Coach's Corner. So the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the day for Kale Gundy is about what you would imagine. Coach, what's your favorite OU Texas memory?
Oh, what's my favorite? I would probably have to say next to the Superman is DeMarco Murray scoring on an outside zone play to the left against them. So had about a 50, 60-yard run. For some reason, it just kind of stood out.
I think that's that infamous picture where Toby Keith is in the background and good old JR is on the sidelines. Right. And they're kind of rooting him on.
I think that is. I've seen that picture.
I think that's the play. But
again, I've you know, growing up here watching this game, I mean, there's so many things that are going through my head. But for some reason, that's one that sticks out. Obviously, the day that Quentin Griffin had scoring the 6 touchdowns was really special as well.
May have rain like that on Saturday. We'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks, Coach. Good luck this week.
We appreciate you.
That's Kale Gundy. We're talking defense with Ruffin McNeil next inside the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner is presented by Riverwind. Still the one. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. OU's 2019 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts?
What's up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
Time to order dinner. I should see what the kids want, too. Ordering Whataburger online. What you want? Double meat with cheese. Cool. With grilled jalapenos. Okay, and lots of add-ons from everyone. Oh, my goodness. Good thing you can order online and save favorites for next time. Good thing there's Whataburger.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month.
They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
This segment's presented by Community Coffee, family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
Welcome back inside the Coach's Corner with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. We shift our focus from the offense to the defense. Ruffin McNeil joins us. Welcome back, Coach.
Always good to be back.
Congrats on the win over Kansas. Fun week, I would imagine, getting ready for Texas. So a little different energy, right?
Well, you know, of course. And As Teddy knows, you know, you don't have to really, the momentum or mentality, whatever, you don't want to start too quick, but you know it's going to be there.
Right.
And, but going back to Kansas, it was great to get a win. Wins are hard, been this thing a long time, and I appreciate wins. And once you stop appreciating them, you know it's time to get out of this thing. But yeah, this game's a great week, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, you go back to Kansas and, you know, they had a little bit of early success, but, man, you guys really settled in there. Started putting the pressure on the quarterback,
Yeah. Stuffing
the run a little bit, good down the field in the secondary, and kind of got the whole game going.
Well, we felt so. You know, and we watched, and as you watch tape, it was a fit here or a not great gap integrity here. One little eye violation, just little simple things that we got to correct, and it's been that the correction the whole time. Effort's been there. Improved third down plays been there. Takeaways and some things, we still got to get them the ball out. But, they, you know, really proud of the kids for settling down. Held their own in the fourth quarter. They scored a couple late, but you don't ever give up any points. But proud of the guys and the way they attacked the adjustments.
Really seems as if they've embraced the new mentality. It really seems as if the buy-in is high. Are you seeing that?
I have. You know, Alex is a great deliverer. He's a great teacher. He speaks to him every day as well as us as coaches. And he's got a plan. And somebody asked me, what do I compare him to? I compared him to Lincoln. I know when Coach Stoops came out, you guys were here and saw how Lincoln introduced his package and his installment. Alex has a package and a plan, and he's done a great job in solving not just the X's and O's, but the mentality that goes with it.
Yeah, you know what? I really like our defensive line. I'm telling you, there's some athletic guys on there. You know, you go back to that Texas Tech game, that play that Gallimore made, where he's just like, I mean, hair on fire the entire snap. There's some athletic dudes. I love Perkins. I love Redmond. There's some good players across that front.
Really are, Teddy. I mean, and they've got Coach Tibbs has got very good depth, so we can rotate and keep them fresh. Those young players, too, you know, you get Stripling and Curry. Those two guys can be really good players, so they're doing a good job of getting the reps when they can. But we love our defensive line, and Coach Bill challenged us and challenged our team. Really, both weeks, it was Coach's time to talk and about our fronts. Must control the game, and that'll be our destiny, and we'll ride on those guys. So offensive line and defensive line have been challenged, and those guys are going to accept it. So I'm like you. I love those guys up front.
Yeah, and you were right there front and center with them last year. Now you've moved coaching those outside backers, which we'll talk about in a bit. But since you mentioned Nev, when we had you on last time, we talked about his development as a leader. I feel like I see more steps taken from him as a leader every single week. Do you?
Yeah, I do. And they'll keep growing because I think Nev's playing and production on the field and progress on the field will translate to the even better leadership. He's earned the leadership title, you know, and how he practices. We have to make sure he watches reps in practice, Tibbs does, because he goes hard in practice. He's doing a good job showing that. There's still some technique things I think that Tibbs would like for him to do even better, but effort, leadership, making plays, doing the things he's supposed to do, and play in and play out is great to see him lead us up front.
Yeah, I just watching him run down that play right there, and he almost gets the safety. Pretty impressive. And our guy K9, I told him this year, I said, you're going to love this. With those guys blowing off the football, you're going to be able to run. And he's been great.
Yeah, you know what? And you've played there. You've played that position, the same one that he plays. And that's what he's finding out. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't need to hesitate. See it and go, because they're playing up front, which is that's going to cause double teams. Mm-hmm. If not, we'll be getting more tackle for losses. So that's going to freak K9 up, and he's done a great job of, again, like Nev, being a great leader for us on defense and also the quarterback on defense, making sure we're getting the right calls and the right checks and right audibles, but really doing a good job making plays for us.
Coach, let's talk about some of your guys in your room. David Agwebu has really seemed to step up. I think he even got the start maybe on Saturday, but we're seeing a lot more of him. What's impressed you with the freshman?
Yeah, well, David's a guy that's really coming on. Didn't start him, but he's a lot of special teams play. He's in rotation now with John Michael Terry and Nick Benito, and David's in there. He's earned it. He's one of those young guys that his name will be called quite a bit here, and our Sooner Nation will. We'll definitely realize the capabilities of this young man. Got great talent, learns, got a great mentality, understands the game well. John Michael's that steady force. Nick Benito's the athletic force. Mm-hmm. David combines that size and athleticism. So as he gets older, which he's already beginning to get older, his playing time has increased, and now it'll continue to do that.
Yeah, and we've seen you know, it's no different at your spot. Defensive line, talked about it with Tibbs, backer, secondary. Everyone's going to play. A lot of these guys are going to play, and that has to help you as a coach, knowing that you've got three guys that are going to be locked in every single day in practice and meetings.
Every day, Ted. Every day in meetings. I'm not worried about that. I meet those guys, and also the rest of my group has to go to the scout team and get those guys a great look. But it helps either with asking about how Coach Grinch and his philosophy, because we do – have a bottom line. The bottom line is strain to the ball, not just running the ball, the strain to it. It takes that rotation. It takes that substitution. And those guys know not just subbing to make you happy, but when you sub, you better continue the bottom line of strain to the ball and production and making plays.
Mm-hmm. John, you mentioned John Michael Terry, the steadying force, the veteran. Really has done a nice job this season. What's kind of stood out with JMT's play?
You know, that's the thing with our group is that when you go back, if you take time, you get time, go back and watch them and see the progress. Our group hadn't been flashy, but it's been a steady group all year. Very proud of the group. And one of the group's great compliment, I have a group of no drama. You know, guys play hard, make plays, steady force, cause double teams, pass. We also, just like a true linebacker, not only involved in a defensive part of pass rush, but also in coverage, man-to-man, zone-type drops. So I like coaching those guys.
No, that's the beauty of coaching defense, no drama. You can imagine you're over there with those wide receivers.
Oh.
No, yeah. But you look at those guys, I just think it's fantastic. You talked about the size. You've got the steady force, the athletic force, the guy that combines it all. But what's if you had to put it up on a chalkboard, what's one thing that you've got to get better? We've seen a pretty good little picture of what they are to this point. Now, finish out the second half of the year, what's the coaching point for those guys?
To continue to play vertically on the other side line of scrimmage and the run game, pass game, just carry over in practice what we've done, carry over in the game, what we've done in practice. And the last thing is keep – they've had buy-in, not just great buy-in, but fantastic buy-in, if that's even more, and which they will. So I will say, getting vertical on the run game and also carrying over the pass rush from practice to the games, and I think we'll continue to get better. We'll be fine.
Orthodontics exclusively allows us to break out the Telestrator, little X and O, as we go in layman's terms, and you're focusing on, Ronnie Perkins here?
Yeah, well, it's a whole defensive line, and he gets the production here, though. It's a sack play for him, and they run a nice little game up front, and poor Puka Williams in the backfield giving up about 60 pounds to Ronnie Perkins, maybe the best athlete in the Big 12 all-around type of guy, that's what we've seen. It's this front coach creates chaos, right? And yes. Someone's going to come free.
Yes, there's no doubt, and it's made. And Coach Grinch and Coach Sears, myself, and even Coach Odom, the games can be designed to take advantage of pass rush or something we see, but it's all based on penetration and everybody getting vertical and playing downhill. And this is a great call, great play, great job by Perk defeating the block. I appreciate Pookie is a really good player. Puka is, but one-on-one, I'll take Perk 100 out of 100 times.
Business decision, right?
Business decision.
Sometimes you got to know when to just go ahead.
It's a business decision.
Take one, and we'll go to the next one.
We got one more segment with Ruffin McNeil. We'll talk about Sam Ehlinger and the Texas offense next inside the Coach's Corner.
Gary Allen live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
We're saving you time at home.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Meredith writes,
"Am I the only person who didn't know Chick-fil-A had mac and cheese? Holy game changer."
The secret's out now, Meredith. Is there anything you think the world should know about our mac and cheese?
What I really like about the mac and cheese is the oven-toasted, golden brown, cheesy top layer. It's savory, and it makes you feel really good.
That does sound amazing. Thanks, Meredith. Try the mac and cheese yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes. Just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
You can get this show in podcast form. It drops Friday morning. And as you heard, subscribe to Soonersports.tv/podcast. One more segment with Ruffin McNeil along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. Coach, before we move on to OU Texas, and Ted, you described this so beautifully on the broadcast, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here, but the adjustment this team made on Saturday to what that power pitch that they were running with Puka Williams, I think that says a lot about where this team is and that they take the coaching and they go out and they make the adjustments, because Kansas was having success, but we found another level to shut it down.
You know, we found that, which I think is a compliment. It happens in Lincoln and our offensive staff. But I think now we're finally a compliment. You don't see many straight long back, seven-stop drop against our guys anymore. You know, it's going to be three-step or screen.
Right.
And because we are run to the ball, and we do have a bottom line straight to the ball, we have to be aware of cutback. But we're not going to sacrifice the effort and strength of the ball to protect it. We had to adjust on Saturday. The kids are doing a great job on the sideline, taking adjustments from Coach Grinch and Coach Brandon, Coach Tibbs, Coach Odom. I'm in the box, of course, but those guys are doing a great job to not just take the adjustments, but then apply them to the field. And as Ted, you know, that's a tough deal to get a group do that. And all 11 have to be able to do that. I mean, we did that and had to go within the game and change the call from the one you saw Ronnie make a sack on to a different versus different formation, and they handled it without the break at all. So I was proud of that.
Yeah, and it's tough whenever, you know, teams are going to scheme stuff up for you, and you got to adjust throughout the game. There's always going to be something. Just like you guys are going to have something for them, they've got to adjust on the offensive side. And with that in mind, looking to Texas, you know, there's going to be some gamesmanship there with their offense, with our defense. But what have you seen from them so far?
Well, you know, Coach Herman's done a great job at Houston and, of course, installing his package and offensive system there at Texas. He's got a great starter in Sam. You know, I've known Sam since high school and going by the high school. He does a good job running the offense, and he is the head of the offense, like all quarterbacks in the offensive-driven team. The offensive line will be the best offensive line we've faced this year. Play well together, in tune, very athletic. They do a great job of really doing that job, playing like a fist. Receivers is always athletic, long with speed, and you know, Sam does a good job getting the ball to him. I think Herman's done a great job of being able to throw the ball vertically as well as horizontally at times, and they involve the back quite a bit in their passing game. So defensively, we have to be well-rounded, starting up front, doing a great job there. And then at the same time, like you said, this game is going to be ebb and flow. Plays being made on both sides, the one who stays poised. So.
You mentioned staying poised, and as we watch some of the highlights, that fine line, you know, I feel like I asked every single player this last week, but that fine line between being aggressive, and Lincoln doesn't want to, he likes the aggressive nature, but then taking it too far. How challenging is that to having that energy and that aggressiveness and not picking up 15 yards for unsportsmanlike?
And, you know, and the kids have to do a great job of being an adult and being a man about it, being a grown man about things. You know, there's three kind of penalties, administrative, which is an offside or legal procedure, something of that nature. There's a technique penalty. I think a holding penalty on defense or offense up front, mm-hmm. a technique type penalty, face mask technique. But then there's what we call selfish penalties on our team. There's selfish penalties that are not called, but there's aggressive penalties, but there's some that are selfish. And with me, I'm not a coach that I don't like the talking and the yapping. I think this game is made, and I know there'll be some going back and forth. This game is made to play one way, and that's grown man way. And so I am, and just like Lincoln, I am totally against any type of those third category penalties of being selfish. And I call it another word too, but we'll do it right here.
So you guys haven't been practicing your sack dances and your horns down celebration this week?
No, not when I'm out there. They've been doing it in the shower and in their dorm rooms and apartments. I will snatch the life and soul out of them around me. I promise you that. I love them dearly, all our kids.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I was having this conversation with someone earlier. You know, in that stadium, it's different than a home and away atmosphere.
Yes.
There, I think because of the 50-50 nature of it, the momentum swings are incredible. Just go back to last year's game. Mm-hmm. Texas has momentum. Mm-hmm. They're playing well. Kyler Murray makes a run. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, we've got a football game, and Oklahoma comes storming back. Is there any coaching point that you can try and show those guys that – you know, don't really ride the wave of momentum. It's just one solid effort. You always got to stay focused.
Well, Lincoln does a great job, and I'm not because I've known him most of life, but he does. Having coached for this long, preparing our guys for the entire week when we first meet with them. It began Monday. Really began Saturday after the game, once you wrap that up, is how to approach the week. Putting back-to-back days together with practice. Also understanding what's at the next goal part. That emotion, the ebb and flow, the peaks and valleys of the game, momentum shifts, and being the most mentally strong, being a mentally strong team, and also a poised team. That's a team we found out that we believe that would come out victorious. So we know the ebb and flow, and it is different. And I've been in big games. This game is one of the most unique arenas I've coached in. And you've played in, and you've covered. It's 50-50, and each side, and momentum is gonna sway. So, I think the mental toughness part and poise part has been vital for that handling situations, and also for being smart on the penalties. So that aggressive nature, holding that, being smart, and understanding what can hurt the team, what can help the team, but also having that poise and mental toughness when if something does happen, tough, how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've dealt with that as a player. As a broadcaster, you get mad too.
Oh yeah, sure.
but as a player, it's got to be tough, right?
It's different, you know. Whenever you're a road team, you know the environment that you're going into, and you crave that we're going to shut them up, right? And when you shut the crowd down, that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
When you're at home, you know whenever you're going to try and bring the crowd into it, right? It's different down there because it never stops.
It never,
right? You can't. No. You're not an away team, so you can't shut it down.
Right.
You're not a home team, so you can't always just lean on your crowd. So it's a different deal.
It's a different deal. I call it a hold your breath every play game. It's like ball snap.
Yep.
All right.
So no, it's the whole game. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Fun to coach in and looking forward to it.
All right, you get the last question, and this is a good one with the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the day. What is necessary for a birthday celebration?
Oh,
birthday boy, Ruffin McNeil. What's necessary for your birthday celebration?
Having a good practice, first of all.
There we go.
As a football coach, but make sure you have a great practice. And then just going home with Miss Erlene, and she'll have a surprise for me. I tell
good.
Her, never get me anything, you know, and she always does. But good practice and having a good meal and just enjoying each other. And you know, she's a coach's wife, been it for a long time, so you understand. But that not much. I'm low maintenance.
You gotta get something for the boat, right?
Maybe that's right,
there you go. Anchor.
I will not turn down something for the boat.
Yeah, something for
you
the
know
boat.
What? Can I borrow him? I'm going to hire him.
Take him with you. Take him with you. It's all good.
See, we need to talk.
That's right.
Yeah, I do need stuff for the boat.
Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank
Have
you
a blast.
Appreciate
That's Ruffin McNeil. We'll be back to wrap up the Coach's Corner next, presented by Riverwind.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What's up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Third down and inches. The pass. He's in the end zone. And what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone placed there by Marianne's Reynolds for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Marianne's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Marianne's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Marianne's Reynolds for special events. 751-3100.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. Good thing there's the new limited-time breakfast burger. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
It's our final segment inside the Coach's Corner, so I've done something I've never done on the show before. I got my Barry Switzer hat.
I think you should wear it every single show now.
I actually like it. Can we wear it whenever we play everybody?
It screams 1982.
Much younger then. What the King do? It's like, beat Texas.
That's right.
Punch out to it. Hey, we've got a big quarterback matchup here on Saturday. Want to get Teddy's perspective on it. Jalen Hurts v. Sam Ehlinger. Incredible numbers for both of these guys. But the one thing that kind of stands out to me is how smarter Texas has been about running the football with Sam Ehlinger, unless you're playing a big-time opponent. Yeah. His most runs this year was against LSU, and he's really been good in the power run game against OU.
You know, he's turned into a guy that only runs whenever he needs to. Early in his career, he ran all the time, was the only real running game that they had. Now, not so much. They've developed that running game. He takes care of the football so much better. We've seen some of the highlights today that we're rolling. He'll go through his reads, go through his progressions. He's a good thrower of the football. I still like Jalen Hurts. I still like this offense, but we've got to get him stopped for sure.
You ready for Saturday?
Let's do it, man.
Oh, I'm so excited. You got a big week. You're going to be down for the OU-Texas softball game, and we're going to be bringing you all the action on the Sooner Radio Network with our pregame at 9 a.m. Have a great countdown to OU-Texas. Until next week, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.